from inside the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Sonic Drive-In in Lovington was closed on Thursday when one of its employees tested positive for the coronavirus, that according to a spokesperson with the Sonic Corporation in Oklahoma City. The drive-in was being disinfected on Thursday and will reopen today during its regular business hours. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham extended her emergency public health orders through August due to the rising COVID-19 cases in New Mexico. The governor announced on Thursday that masks are still required and mass gatherings continue to be prohibited. Occupancy restrictions for businesses and houses of worship remain in place. The governor said the goal is to reduce the spread so children can return to school after Labor Day. However, District 61 State Representative David Gallegos of Lee County believes that Lujan Grisham's health mandates are nothing but political, and he's fed up with it. So he's going to employ political muscle from U.S. Representative Jody Harrington of the 19th Congressional District from Lubbock, Texas.
It has nothing to do with COVID. It's us not responding and saying yes, ma'am, to everything she says. If you've got a backbone, you're willing to stand up, then she's going to target you. I'm fixing to talk to Jody Harrington, see if he can start in Congress to see if they can segregate the southeast corner of the state.
Gallegos was in Hobbs on Thursday supporting the Global Human Trafficking Awareness Day. The event was coordinated by Talia Webb, a mother and concerned citizen who says that human trafficking is more prevalent than people think.
They don't know how often it occurs. They don't know that 460,000 children were reported missing in 2019, according to the National Center for Exploited and Missing Children. They don't know how much it happens right here in Lee County, and I don't even know all statistics. We have the Phoenix House out here to help us. They are advocates for victims of sexual exploitation, of human trafficking, and of abuse.
Gretchen Coulter, the executive director for the Phoenix House in Hobbs, says children are groomed to be victims of human trafficking.
Their parents will groom them when they're little and trade them, prostitute them out, human traffic them for drugs. They'll traffic them for money. So they're used to it. By the time they're used to being passed off to somebody, go do what they tell you to do and then come back. They're pretty damaged, as you can imagine. And so that's where we'd like to reach out and hopefully get them out of that early enough and get them some resources, find them a place to stay, get them some counseling, and the help, the resources that they're going to need to recover from that type of abuse.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.